what is success? You know, when we're working and trying to determine what a campaign we're looking at outcomes, quite often a big problem is that we don't real clearly identify what everybody thinks of as success. And that doesn't mean that is success. We need to figure out what we think success is, and minimal success, and how and determine how we come up with those figures. I'm going to use an example for you. I did work for a very large nonprofit at one point, and 80% of their online sales had come from a .com that busted in 2001. Now, that's important, because when they brought me in, what they wanted me to do was to double their online sales. Now, I did not know that their online sales were 20%. Their online presence was next to nothing, and they did not have a website that really was set up to do e-commerce at all. I just looked at the sales figures and said, okay, well, if you're doing that, then certainly doubling that is doable, and we can work out a campaign to do it, and that's what I began doing. Secondly, I did not understand that they only considered their online sales the sales that were from people who clicked through and put in their credit card on their website, not any sales that were generated through the website. Now, you know, and I know, a lot of people still are uncomfortable, and some for good reasons, with putting their credit card information online. I don't know how many times you have, but it's been hundreds of times. I'll pick up and call the phone and call the 800 number and talk with a representative. So in the course of doing business for them, I did much more than double the size of their actual web sales on their side. But more importantly than that, I doubled the volume of their catalog sales directly from the website. I mean, it was, we knew that was where it was coming from. It was trackable and everything. They considered that a failure. They considered it a failure because the catalog sales weren't considered part of their mental metric for what I was doing. Also because they wanted to double what not their side had done, but a third party side had been doing, and do that from the tiny place they were at. Do I need to say, as a large nonprofit, we weren't talking a huge budget here either, okay? So defining success up front is very, very important, because that will become the gauge for moving a program forward. Now, reading this or listening to this, you're probably thinking, my gosh, if somebody could do that for me, it'd be terrific. Well, it is terrific if you think it's terrific. But perception is reality, and their perception was that that had not been successful. So instead of being able to take that program and continue to move it higher and higher to new levels, we basically mutually agreed. I left, and the company was not independently in business within about a year. So measure your success carefully. Know what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then do it. But be honest about it in the process.